mattress, push the tray back into the greenhouse unit, and that does it. Mission Control, this is Anna. Completed final step for test 44-1. Everything is going smoothly. We have 3 of 9 seedlings sprouting. I expect 3 or 4 more by tomorrow evening. Well, tell Marcus in biology he owes me a beer for our bet. I told him seedlings before 5 days. Wait, I finished my list of 50 minutes before my sleep cycle, and you want me to help that slowpoke in the cupola? Copy. That guy's going to owe me a whole truckload of beer by the time we leave. And out. Hey, how far are you on the server problem over there? 90%? Okay, do you need any assistance? I'm free for another 50 minutes. Can we get it done by then? Yeah? Okay, give me a minute to float over to you and I'll read the final checklist steps out loud to you and get this mother up and running. And done. With 3 minutes to spare. We're one good team, you know? Of course, you totally needed my help. You always need my help. Without me, you'd just be a whole day behind schedule. I'm kidding. You'd only be half a day behind schedule. Oh, please. Anyway, you tell Mission Control that we are done with day 120, and I'll be getting ready for sleep. Can you imagine not to blow up the station while I'm asleep? Hey, when you're done wrapping up here, do you want to meet me near my crew cabin? I have a sore muscle and I was hoping you could massage it before sleep. It's your lunch period, right? You'll do it? Alright. See you then. Oh, it's so nice to be clean. At least, weightless space clean. A sponge bath in a vacuum isn't exactly paradise, but it's adequate. Oh, hi. Thanks for showing up. Hard day so far? Yeah? Well, you're a professional, so suck it up, flyboy. Oh, yeah, the massage. Right. I'll just strap my legs down the table so I don't float away. And you can work your magic. Oh, my right shoulder, it's so tense. Oh, it feels so good. Are you a professional masseuse? Ah, sports medicine. No, it feels fine. You definitely know what you're doing. Yeah, I'm wearing a tank top. Why? I figured this would give you easy access to my shoulder. Besides, this is my normal sleep attire. Hey, can I ask you a question? Oh, that was the knot right there. Oh. You really dug deep onto that one. I'm okay. Continue. Anyway, I was wondering, physical parameters of having intercourse in space? Hey, hands back on the shoulder. Okay, so I was looking up the stats on this and I realized that there's no official record of anyone having sex in space. Did you know that? No? Well, don't you think that's something NASA ought to test? I mean, if we're planning on going to Mars and beyond, you'd think they would have studied the subject, right? Yeah, I thought about classified experiments and I have sources in the archives department and they tell me that there's been no secret tests made. Going back as far as the first code space flights. And I know they don't want to test out pregnancy because of no microgravity, pregnancy would be fatal and you would be raising a belter, so... Belter Loda. What am I getting at? Well, I'm a single woman. And you're a single man. And I thought that... Hey, don't back away. Listen to me. Wait. Okay? Give me a minute to explain. You and I are well suited for each other, right? Get along. We don't irritate each other. I harass you about your assignments, and you know I'm joking. Sorta. It would be for science. And besides, I know you like me. It's obvious. Oh, don't deny it. You check me out every chance you get. When Dmitry and Sergey were on board, you were the model of professionalism. But when they left, you've been talking more than a few glances my way. Which is perfectly fine by me, because I've been checking you out as well. And a girl can do a certain amount of time before she needs some alone time with someone special. You know what I mean? No? Well, then I'll say it more bluntly. This pussy needs a special cock from a special man. Of course I think you're special. You know the name of my dogs. You wished me happy birthday. Your professionalism. You're a compassionate man. And if I'm going to fuck anyone in space, I'd fuck you. Well, yes, you are the only male on board now. But I mean on any mission. Look, I wouldn't be proposing this if A, I wasn't horny as fuck, and B, I'm so thoroughly attracted to you. So, I choose your cock to enter my ionosphere. The cameras? Well, they're not active right now in this module, so we are alone and audio is offline. It's just you. And me, your cock, and my pussy. So is it a fuck date? Okay then, fold back over to me, Commander. Wait. We need to do this in one of our cabins. Jeez, since you know how tight those things are. Barely have enough room to fit one in a sleeping harness. How about we combine our sleeping bags into one with Velcro? That way, we won't bump into any equipment. I'm sure Nessa would ask questions if that happened. Alright, get your sleeping bag and bring it over here. Try to avoid the cameras or we'll miss our opportunity. Okay, perfect. Two sleeping bags in one. I'll go in first. Let me just slide in. Like this. And now you can slide in. Oh, I can feel someone's appendage poking me in the stomach. This is so crazy. Okay, now, zip us up. Hey there, big boy. Wanna join the 250 mile high club? Excellent. Kiss me, Commander. Oh, yeah. Grab my tits. Oh, shit. I don't remember the last time someone did that. Oh, circle your finger around the nipple. Oh, and your tongue. Oh, nice. And I can feel that your cock is ready for liftoff. You like it when I stroke you? Yeah? Tell me how you like it. I want to hear you say it. Oh yeah? I love it when you tell me what you want. What do you want now? I wanna know. What do you wanna do to me now, flyboy? Such a good, good boy. Oh fuck! Your fingers! My pussy's so sensitive. Oh fuck, that feels so good. Oh, fuck me with those fingers. Let me slide my shorts down to make it easier. You slide yours down too. Oh my god. I love getting finger fucked by you. And holy shit. Your thumb on my clit is driving me crazy. Oh, shit. And I can feel your pre-cum on my hand. How does it feel doing this in zero G, babe? I think it's great too. Wait. I don't want to come like this. I want you to fuck me standing up. We can do this. It's a little cramped, but we can do it. Let me lift this leg a little, and you can get to my pussy easily. Shit, I can feel you right in my cunt, baby. Look me in the eyes when you enter me. I want you to stare at me when you fuck me. Okay, do it, but slowly. Oh shit, you're magnificent. I'm so, so wet right now. Your cock just slid into me like nothing. Oh god, it feels so, so good. Oh, kiss me as you fuck me. Yes, harder, harder, harder. While moving at least, while moving at almost 6 miles per second. Oh, give it to me, record breaker. Too bad we can't tell anyone. Oh, Jesus, you're so deep. I want more, more, more. I'm gonna grab your hair. And I want you to fuck me the hardest you've ever fucked a woman before. Fuck. This feels so good. Oh, you're so fucking sexy. Take me. I'm your orbiting space slut. And you're my hard, sexy rocket man. Oh, are you close? Good. So am I. Let's come together. No. Don't you dare pull. Can you imagine the cleanup we'll have to do? I already take birth control. It's standard for all female astronauts. So come away, flyboy. Come inside your space whore. Oh yeah? Fuck me. Fuck me. Take me as your own. Oh, fuck. I'm so close. You better be close too. Here. I can feel it. Ah, oh, ah, oh, fuck. Ah, oh, ah. Oh God! Oh God! Oh God! Oh God! You are fucking amazing. Oh fuck. Oh fuck. You look spent. And you have another 6 hours without me. Can you possibly contain yourself? Thank you for agreeing to this experiment. But I think we'll need much more data, don't you think? I thought so.